the Vibration of Money podcast that will make you rich. 100% success using the Law of Attraction.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi, everyone. Robert Zink, your miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle, and we're flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. I want to remind you, this is probably the best opportunity since sliced cheese. www.miraclehypnosisonline.com. Look, 8% of what we manifest with is our consciousness. The rest, the 92%, is the subconscious. You tell me where you ought to put the most of your time. Do you think you ought to put most of your time into that 8% or the 92% that can come up with all kinds of fears and doubts and counterintentions? If you want to get rich, if you want to make money, you have to get your subconscious mind working for you rather than against you. You can try MiracleHypnosisOnline.com absolutely free for 7 days. Try it. If you don't like it, just bomb out, bag out, get out, whatever, okay? But if you do like it, and I know that you will, pick at least 3 programs to start out with. Listen to 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, and 1 in the evening. If that's too much for you, how about 1 in the morning and 1 in the evening? MiracleHypnosisOnline.com. High flyers, you know, the secret is you must understand the vibration of money in order to get rich. Look, everything in the universe vibrates. You vibrate, I vibrate, money vibrates. And when you understand the vibration of money, getting rich is very easy. But I'm going to give you 2 beliefs that you must have right now. As your get rich money sage, I'm giving you these 2 beliefs because they're absolutely essential to attracting the kind of money you deserve and desire. Number 1, money is too damn easy to make. Oh, you need to write that down. Money is too damn easy to make. It really is. And the more you believe that it's easy to make, that it doesn't require effort, that it doesn't require hard work. Hard work is fun. I'm not against hard work. We work hard here all the time, but we do it because it's part of our mission and goal. Now, once you understand that money's easy to make, money will start flowing into your wallet much faster, much easier. And I do mean that. Number 2, and this is important, money loves speed. There are just countless examples of inferior products that have done better than the superior products because of speed. You see, when all these people were cranking out cars by hand, Henry Ford came up with the assembly line production. And he was able to crank out, listen to this, 100 cars a day. And he said you could get that car in any color you wanted, as long as it was black. So while other manufacturers were cranking out cars maybe 1 a day, and sometimes they would be different colors, so they'd have to switch their paint shop over and clean everything up, Henry Ford just said, black, black, make it black, assembly line. And it worked, and America was driving. That's what happened. And guess who was putting money in his pocket? Henry Ford. Your money vibration is an integration of your beliefs. So if you believe that money is easy to make, if you believe that money loves speed, that's how things work. The next thing is your thoughts. If you have positive, uplifting, beliefs about money and the vibration of money, then you'll understand the same is true with your thoughts. Your thoughts will start to think about money in positive, uplifting ways. You'll start attracting money even while you're sleeping. And then, of course, your feeling. You see, when you start thinking about something, you start feeling something, you start emotionalizing something, and you get excited about it. You get fired up. You get motivated to make it happen. And then finally, your actions. Inspired actions in the direction of money and your dreams and goals. They go hand in hand. You see, if you're working with your dreams and goals, the money's going to come. And if you're working for the money, well, the dreams and goals usually have to go along with it as well. Building an abundant relationship with money depends on your beliefs, depends on your thoughts, depends on your feelings, depends on your actions, inspired action. Why do I say inspired? Because you're just so fired up. You're just so excited about your new projects, about your new business, about your new company, about what you are doing. Hi, Flyers. I want to thank you for subscribing to this podcast. We're here almost every day of the week bringing you new information to empower your life, but I don't know which platform you're on because we're on about 60 different platforms. So be certain to subscribe to whatever platform you're listening to us on. And if you happen to be on iTunes, be sure and give us that 5-star rating and a nice little review because that really, really helps us reach more people. And that's our message. That's our purpose. That's why we do what we do. You see, negative beliefs on money, on the nature of money, push money away. So the more you can fill your subconscious mind with positive beliefs on the nature of money, on what money is all about, on how money can help you prosper and grow, the more you fill your subconscious mind with that, the easier it's going to be for you. So the first step, examine your limiting beliefs about money. Money is bad. Money is hard to make. You need to work hard for money. Only the rich make money. Those are all limiting beliefs that will hold you back from your dreams and goals. And then you need to go from there. You need to challenge every one of those limiting beliefs. So instead of saying money is bad, say, money is good. Money is hard to make. Money comes to me easily. You need to work hard for your money. You need to work 20 hours a day. You need to work smart for your money. Money is easy. Only the rich make money. What do you mean? Everybody has the possibility to make money. There are opportunities everywhere. Listen, don't you dare tell me that you can't be as rich as you desire to be because you're too tall, because you're too small, because you're too old, because you're too young, because you're too white, because you're too black, because you're the wrong sex, because you don't have a sex. Don't tell me that you have an excuse for not making money. I don't want to hear it because I don't believe it. It's a negative belief that will hold you back and keep you trapped in poverty forever. You are rich. If you live in the United States or Canada, by the standards of a lot of the world, you're very rich. You can leverage whatever you have into more. But you've got to get that subconscious mind working for you rather than against you. And that begins, high flyers, with your beliefs. Your beliefs determine what you attract in your life. Okay. Thank you for subscribing, for writing nice reviews about us. We love you. Hey, don't forget us on YouTube. We're there too. Law of Attraction Solutions on YouTube and on Instagram. Man, we are flying high on Instagram. You can catch this podcast on Instagram, and we have the video of it there. So visit our Instagram channel, Law of Attraction Solutions. Subscribe there. We love you. Have a great day because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.